From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jim Hawk. Secretary of State John Kerry is trying to calm tensions between Russia and Turkey after the downing of a Russian warplane near the Turkish-Syrian border. NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports that Kerry spoke with Russia's foreign minister.
In a phone conversation with his Russian counterpart, Secretary Kerry offered condolences for the loss of life in Tuesday's incident. That's according to a statement from Kerry's spokesman, who says the secretary is calling for calm and for dialogue between Russia and Turkey. Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov's office says he told Kerry that this was a violation of a U.S.-Russian agreement about air safety over Syria, suggesting that the U.S. is responsible for all of its coalition partners, including Turkey. Tensions between Turkey and Russia complicate Kerry's bid to push for a ceasefire in Syria, one that would get all the warring sides and their proxies focused only on ISIS. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.
President Obama has signed into law a massive defense bill after having vetoed an earlier version of it. But as NPR's David Wellner reports, Obama also noted his disagreement with language in the bill, blocking his aim to close the military detention camp in Guantanamo Bay, Cuba.
In signing the National Defense Authorization Act, President Obama issued a signing statement saying he is deeply disappointed that Congress, in his words, has again failed to take productive action toward closing the detention facility at Guantanamo. Obama noted that while the number of captives being held at the island prison camp has been reduced by 85%, his efforts to relocate those who remain have been stymied by the bill's ban on transferring detainees to the U.S. He said under certain circumstances, those restrictions could violate the constitutional separation of powers, and he suggested his administration may act unilaterally to transfer detainees. David Wellner, NPR News, Washington.
President Obama is trying to reassure Americans who are anxious about a terrorist attack over the Thanksgiving holiday. Speaking at the White House on Wednesday, Obama said it's understandable that Americans might be nervous following the November 13th attacks in Paris. And while encouraging Americans to remain vigilant, he urged them to go about their normal activities around Thanksgiving. Air traveler Shannon Tan hopes airport security is as tight as possible.
There are always concerns. I guess we just have to trust in the TSA and just hope that all of the employees at the airport are doing their jobs properly and checking everything the way they should.
Besides beefed up security at airports, armed security guards are also visible at train stations across the country. And in New York City, a massive police and homeland security presence will watch over the Macy's Thanksgiving parade on Thursday. On Wall Street, the Dow closed up a single point Wednesday. The Nasdaq gained 13. You're listening to NPR News in Washington. German Chancellor Angela Merkel says her country will do more in the fight against the Islamic State group after visiting a square that's become a tribute site for the victims of the Paris attacks earlier this month. Merkel said, quote, "We are stronger than any terrorism." Germany now provides weapons and training for Kurds fighting against ISIS in Iraq. The international literary community and human rights organizations are condemning a Saudi Arabian court for sentencing a Palestinian poet and artist to death. NPR's Lynn Neary reports.
Ashraf Fayyad is a Palestinian refugee who has lived his entire life in Saudi Arabia and is a well-known member of the arts community there. He was arrested twice and accused of public blasphemy and promoting atheism in his book of poetry, Instructions Within. Human Rights Watch, which has been following the case, reported the death sentence and said at his trial, Fayyad expressed repentance and testified that his poems were not meant to insult religion. Among those condemning the decision is Pen International, a prominent literary organization which has called on Saudi Arabia to release Fayyad immediately. Fayyad's sentence will be appealed to a higher court. Lynn Neary, NPR News, Washington.
Pope Francis has arrived in Kenya for his first ever visit to Africa. It's a whirlwind pilgrimage to three African nations. Francis urged Kenyans to work for peace and forgiveness amid a wave of extremist violence on the continent. After Kenya, Francis is scheduled to visit Uganda and the Central African Republic, which will mark the first time a pope has flown into an active armed conflict. I'm Jim Hawk, NPR News in Washington.
From the latest newscast to the newest podcast, NPR One handpicks local, national, and international stories based on what you like. Download the NPR One app, a new way to experience public radio.